Microsoft announced today that it will acquire the hugely successful video game Minecraft by the end of the year by paying $2.5 billion. Now, for those of you who have not played it, Minecraft is like a digital Lego set. Players roam a landscape with forests and beaches, breaking apart the environment and building new objects. First introduced in 2009, Minecraft is still extremely popular, particularly on phones and tablets. To explain the acquisition, I'm joined by Jamin Warren, founder of the video game arts and culture company Killscreen. Jamin, thank you so much for taking the time.
Sure, no problem.
Well, $2.5 billion is a lot to pay. What does Microsoft gain from the deal?
Well, they get the audience of over 50 million people who have purchased Minecraft already. I mean, at this point, you know, Minecraft probably has about as much popularity, about as much brand recognition as you could possibly have for a video game property, aside from something like a Call of Duty. So they're getting in. I mean, I can't say whether, you know, this is a steal or not, but certainly if you were ever going to think about acquiring something that people know and is a household name, Minecraft would be a great place to start.
Well, there's a certain irony here. I understand Minecraft's creator said last year that Windows phones are so insignificant in terms of market share that it wasn't even worth their while to develop a version of Minecraft for them. How will this acquisition help the Windows phone, do you think?
Well, I mean, I think that Minecraft has already been pretty successful for iOS. It's been one of the top best-selling iOS downloads for that platform already. And certainly, if you're a parent and Microsoft came to you and said that the only way for your child to play Minecraft in a mobile environment would be to own a Windows phone, that's certainly that could certainly be a very big ploy for them in terms of trying to attract new customers. And in the world of games, it's a relatively common thing. A lot of times a video game console will be released and it has exclusive titles with it, stuff that you can only play on that particular platform. So I wouldn't be surprised to see Microsoft take Minecraft in that direction, although much to the chagrin of people who perhaps don't own a Windows phone.
Yeah, I was going to say that for people who play Minecraft now, the idea that they'd have to buy a new device to play it must be very disconcerting to consider.
Yeah, it would certainly be very frustrating for them. And, you know, that's not a guarantee. And it could be the case that, you know, if there's a new edition of Minecraft that's specially optimized for Windows Phone, they may keep the old versions running because those still make money for them. But, you know, that wouldn't be a surprising move on my part.
Jamin Warren is with us, founder of the video game arts and culture company Killscreen. Well, Microsoft's acquired Minecraft for $2.5 billion, and we've seen some other big acquisitions of gaming-related properties, like Amazon's big-ticket purchase of Twitch, which provides a platform for people to view video games. What does this all signal for video games, both in business and in our culture?
Well, certainly over the last four decades, video games have been on the vanguard of new experiences with technology. You even think back to the early days of, say, the Atari, which would have been the first time that anyone had an interactive experience with a television. And so we've seen this over the past couple decades, whether it's the advances in 3D or more recently the acquisition of the Oculus Rift company, which is a pioneer in virtual reality. They were acquired by Facebook. And as you mentioned, Amazon's acquisition of Twitch. I think that games have a very long history of being first to new types of experiences. And I think it's very wise to look at games as a place where new and exciting things could happen. I've certainly felt that way, feeling like games are often pushing at the boundaries of things that haven't yet happened.
You've said that gaming will fundamentally change the way we see the world. Does playing Minecraft change the way one sees the world?
Absolutely. You know, I think for kids who grew up playing Minecraft, this idea that the world around them is something that's deconstructible and constructible, something that's collaborative. You know, a lot of Minecraft happens with kids playing with other people. I think that those are values that are going to carry on for them in future life. And I think that's one of the exciting things about the acquisition. I think the big question for me is there's two different ways that Microsoft could go about thinking about Minecraft and Mojang, the company that produces Minecraft. They could look at it like an entertainment property like Angry Birds, and they could spin it off into other directions, whether it's merchandising or movies or whatever that might be. Or they could look at Minecraft as a fundamentally different way of interacting in virtual spaces. And if you look at some of the applications that Minecraft has had in the past, they certainly point to that future, whether it's in education to look at things like that allow teachers to teach history, or for architecture, for example, the Block by Block project, which was a collaboration between Mojang, Minecraft, and the UN to help kids recreate public spaces. You know, there was a fellow, Cody Sumter, at MIT Media Lab who had said that that Minecraft isn't just a game, it's a way of tricking millions of people into learning how to use a computer-assisted design program. So it's that latter category of Minecraft as being a seismic, fundamental shift in the way that we engage with new technologies. That's the piece that I think is super exciting. But hey, it's a pretty fun game too.
Jamin, thank you so much for your time.
Of course, of course.
Jamin Warren, founder of the video games arts and culture company Kill Scream. This is The Record on KUOW.